So don't go to Target next week expecting to pick up a hard copy of Frank Ocean's new CD, because it won't be there. Target says that's because of Def Jam's decision to release the set a week early as an iTunes exclusive. Now, they're mad about that, but Ocean's manager thinks it's something to do with Ocean's recent admission that he had a romantic relationship with a man. Now, his manager tweeted earlier this week in regard to the Target thing, quote, interesting since they also donate to non-equal rights organizations, end quote. Wow. Now, you might remember Target came under fire last year, canceled a $10 million TV campaign for Lady Gaga's Born This Way because she didn't agree with the company's support for political candidates who opposed gay rights. Now, Ocean's manager has since deleted his tweet, sent out another tweet apologizing for his comments, he called his initial response an emotional knee-jerk reaction. Target also issued a statement explaining they support inclusivity and diversity in every aspect of their business. Now, here's what they say. The decision was based purely on customer demand and other similar factors. Now, what's going to happen when Frank Ocean's CD sells like a million? Then they're going to have to say...
It's not about that. If the customers step up and say, yo, we want it in Target, then it will be.
Yeah, but Target is going to lose some money because if they can get it ahead of time.
Well, sure, I understand that. But still, they're saying it's purely based on customer demand. Listen, people want that album. It's going to be number one. Hey, Kaya is trying to stay relevant. She tweeted, hats off to Frank Ocean. At least he finally told the truth. Now all the women he fooled can finally know the truth. Not really a surprise. She has a new book and a new album coming out soon. Speaking of coming out.
You got her?
The National Enquirer reports that Anderson Cooper is planning to marry his longtime boyfriend.
There you go.
Queen Latifah's working on landing a new role as a mom. She told people at The View that she is definitely working on adopting a child. She said, I just always wanted to bring a child home. Totally serious. You know, just give me a year. I am going to adopt. The Game has got to be the stupidest person in the world. He plans to release new footage showing 40 Glock getting beat up by a member of his crew during a violent encounter in the Hollywood Hills. Now, Game said one of his friends attacked 40 Glock after he punched him first during the initial encounter this past weekend. Now, Game says the second attack happened after he had already left because he thought the cops were coming. Game says he originally went after 40 in the first place because he thought he started a Twitter account posing as Game's oldest child and had used the account to trash the Game. Now, the Game says the only reason he stopped his brutal assault on the guy is because he didn't want to kill him or put him in a coma, and he didn't want to get 25 years to life. Now, this guy, he's saying, oh, you're stupid. You're still going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay. So he said, listen what he said. What I wanted to do was beat his ass like I wanted to without really putting him into a position where he was a vegetable or something. Are you crazy?
Well, he put himself at the scene, so he's in trouble. No.
He's dumb. He is so dumb.
Yeah, he ducked 25 to life, but he's looking at probably 7 to 15.
Yeah, 40 Glock says he ran because some of the attackers were carrying guns, and he says he is going to pursue legal action against Game, and Game is going to go to jail for this.
And
I'm
use
sure
this
of it.
Against him.
He is so dumb. I know he wants to stay relevant, but just maybe he shouldn't. Chris Brown is definitely staying relevant. Fortune is at the top of the album games. His new CD sold 134 copies, and it is number one on Billboard. I'm Alfreda Zetas. Head off the wire for more stuff. Go to therestofourmorningshow.com.